In South Africa today, six men appeared in court on charges of raping an infant. The case has shocked the nation and highlighted an alarming rise in cases of child rape. As NPR's Kenneth Walker reports, many experts believe the rising incidence of child rape is directly related to the skyrocketing HIV infection rate among South African men.
The anger was palpable at this demonstration in South Africa's northern Cape city of Upington. Hundreds of people demanded severe punishment for six men charged with gang raping and nearly killing a nine-month-old infant. Many here wanted to lynch the men. Carmen Strauss was one of the moderators.
The perpetrators should get the maximum sentence possible. We are suggesting that they should get a life imprisonment.
A series of recent infant rapes like this one has outraged South Africans like nothing before. The gruesome cases have highlighted the rapidly growing number of child rapes, some 30,000 reported cases over the last 18 months, according to the South African police. At the Teddy Bear Clinic for Abused Children in Johannesburg, one of the therapies is to teach the young victims how to play again. Dr. Lorna Jacklin is a pediatrician who heads the program.
In the 15 years I've been involved with it, we've never had this number of young children being viciously raped. Gang rape is common. We often see, but not of babies. I've personally never experienced gang rape of a baby.
Anti-rape activists like Kelly Hatfield believe the rise in child rapes is related to a myth that's apparently believed by many South African men.
Look, I can't fathom why a baby of 9 months could be raped, but the possible reasons for the increased levels of violence at sort of a teenage school level, I think, is around the myth that HIV/AIDS can be cured by sleeping with a virgin, and people taking so-called advantage, in inverted commas, of that.
At the hospital in the Northern Cape where the nine-month-old is being treated, the medical director, Dr. Dion Madio, says that despite an ongoing anti-AIDS education campaign, many men still believe in the myth.
And which is an absurd perception or assumption. I mean, it's a myth. Rather, we've got all the supportive systems in terms of counseling for them to accept the reality of what they cannot change. And that the truth is there is no cure for HIV and AIDS. And that is just the truth.
Lisa Verten with the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation sees a historical precedent for the belief that sexually transmitted diseases can be cured through intercourse with young girls.
That is an exceptionally old myth. You find it popping up in Europe at the turn of the last century when venereal diseases were very prevalent and were like the equivalent of HIV/AIDS today. And again, one saw a rise in child prostitution then because, again, this myth was circulating.
With one in nine South Africans living with HIV/AIDS, sexual assaults can often be a death sentence, and not only against children. South Africa has the world's highest rate of rape against adult women, with some 50,000 cases reported last year alone. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, in the Northern Cape, South Africa.